3. Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Okay, so you all know something about DDT and its apparent environmental risks. But these risks are not necessarily valid. The evidence that DDT led to population declines of various birds of prey, the bald eagle, for instance, has come under criticism. Apparently, the bald eagle populations were in decline well before the widespread use of DDT. On the contrary, in 1960, that's about 15 years after the introduction of DDT, observers were reporting a rise in bald eagle numbers. Similar results have been found among other high food chain birds. Brown pelicans, for example, reached their lowest number before the introduction of DDT. The fact is they were hunted to near extinction. I've found studies showing that this bird, as well as the peregrine falcon, actually experienced no difficulty in reproducing during the DDT years. So, what about the evidence that DDT led to eggshell thinning? Unfortunately, the experiments associating DDT with this phenomenon involved doses massively higher than could ever be encountered in the wild. Even then, the degree of thinning was less than that found in eggs in the wild. In other words, the evidence shows that eggshell thinning and DDT are not correlated. However, other substances are. For example, oil spills, lead and mercury poisoning, and other factors such as stress from noise, fear, or excitement may be tied to the eggshell thinning. Even the human cancer scare seems to have been exaggerated. Again, several studies show that there may be no link between DDT and cancer at all. Research into DDT as a pesticide has indicated that overuse of the pesticide can result in its loss of effectiveness against insect-borne diseases. But responsible use is an effective method of fighting the spread of malaria, and its reintroduction should be seriously reconsidered.
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they cast doubt on the points made in the reading.